Hello and welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. My name is Brandon and today we begin our environment article. It is January 31st and I have two panelists in the studio with me. Welcome, Linda.
Hi, glad to be here.
Good to have you here today. And we have Josh.
Hi, Brandon. Thanks for having me back and thanks for inviting me to talk here about plastic and the oceans.
Well, thanks for coming back. And today's title is Companies Fight Back. That makes me want to kind of dig into this article to find out what's going on. And if you're fighting back, what are you doing, Linda?
You are taking a stand, or you're doing something that will have an effect to counter something.
Right. Maybe something is happening that you don't like as a person, or in this case, we're talking about companies. And so you're taking a stand to fight against something that you don't like. And so companies are taking a stand for the environment by using plastic waste from the ocean. And, you know, we have talked about this in the past, about plastic waste in the oceans. And you see a photo there at the top of, well, both of these pages, pages 44 and 45. And you see a lot of plastic waste. This is a huge problem, isn't it, Josh?
It is a huge problem. So some of our listeners may know that I lived in Costa Rica for about 10 years. And the area that I lived in was very close to the ocean, and it was an area that we call a gulf. So it was enclosed on three sides by land and had an open area where the water came in. And where we lived, the currents just happened to bring most all of the garbage floating in the water to our beaches during the rainy season. And you would go out to a nice beach that during the summertime would be nice clean sand, and in the wintertime it would literally be covered with all sorts of garbage.
And that is sad, right?
Yeah,
so much plastic waste.
I've been to beaches, and they were supposed to, you know, have, they had this reputation of being incredible, but when I got there, they were just littered with waste and garbage, and it was so disappointing and really sad.
Yeah, because you go there to enjoy the beautiful beach, and there's trash everywhere. And so we have to, you know, take action ourselves, not to be wasteful and that sort of thing.
Well, I think one of the biggest problems is that, so like in Linda's experience or in my experience in the area in Costa Rica, probably the majority of that garbage that was on those beaches weren't from people who lived in the area. They were from other areas that were hundreds of kilometers, even thousands of kilometers away. And so it's really, it's a huge problem that affects everyone. Yeah. And even though everyone is a little bit complicit, or we all contribute to the problem, it really is a global issue.
And you really don't realize it until you see photos like this. Because if you go to a beach like Linda did and you see it firsthand, you will realize it. But otherwise, you may not think about it.
Sure.
So it's good to have articles like this. And it's good to see how these companies are kind of doing their part to help out in this area. So let's open our magazines, if you haven't already, to page 44. And we'll have our first reading for today.
Companies fight back. Companies take a stand for the environment by using plastic waste from the ocean. A recent study published in the journal Science estimates that there are some 86 million metric tons of plastic in the world's oceans today, and that every year we add another 8 million more. According to the nonprofit Plastic Oceans, plastic particles outnumber plankton, the feedstock of the marine food chain, by a factor of 26 to 1 in some parts of the ocean.
All right. Well, we have a study here that's referenced from the journal Science. A recent study published in that journal estimates that there are some 86 million metric tons of plastic in the world's oceans today. Now, metric tons, that is, you know, a metric ton is 1,000 kilograms. So that gives you an idea of what that is. So this 86 million metric tons. And every year, it just grows, doesn't it, Josh?
It does. And so it says that not only is there that much in the water right now, that we keep adding another 8 million every year.
So that is unthinkable. It's like you can't imagine how much that really is.
Really alarming statistic to imagine how much
Yeah, and if you consider that, like, most of this plastic, while it might get smaller and smaller and smaller, will never dissolve or completely go away, it means that it's just going to keep staying there. We'll keep adding to it unless we do something about it.
And here's another alarming stat. According to a nonprofit group, Plastic Oceans, these plastic particles actually outnumber plankton. And plankton is a mass of tiny animals and plants that live in the surface layer of the sea. And it's described here as the feedstock of the marine food chain. So that's what, you know, it's food for a lot of the sea life, right?
It is. And from very small things up to gigantic things. So for other small animals and fish, all the way up to whales feed off of plankton.
So plastic particles outnumber plankton by a factor of 26 to 1.
And that just means that it's 26 times more.
All right. So that's a lot, and that's crazy to think about. But it gives a good picture, a good idea of what's going on here and, you know, what kind of action that we need to take.
Yeah, you think it's amazing. So plankton is very numerous in some parts of the water, but in other parts, to think that for every small organism, there's 26 pieces of plastic, that's astounding.
Mm-hmm. So what are companies doing about it? That's the interesting part of this article, and we get into that in our next reading.
Pitching in. The good news is that some companies are trying to do their part by collecting and incorporating ocean plastic debris into their products lines and packaging. Most recently, Canada's Lush Cosmetics announced it would start using in its packaging ocean plastic collected in and around Vancouver. Meanwhile, Method Home has been working with its recycling partner Envision Plastics to take plastic waste collected from beaches around Hawaii to go into its new line of home dish and hand soap bottles. Furthermore, the company powers its factory with renewable wind energy.
So companies are pitching in. They are starting to do something about this, and they are working to combat this issue. And it's good news, isn't it, Linda?
It is, that these companies are trying to do their part, and they're collecting and incorporating ocean plastic debris into their product lines and packaging.
Okay, and if you're incorporating, what are you doing, Josh?
So you're just including something as part of something larger.
All right, and so these companies are working and doing this and incorporating this plastic debris into their products, which when you read that, you think, wow, how interesting is that, that they're taking this plastic and they're using it in their various products.
Yeah, and so when we see debris here, in most cases, we just kind of call that like leftover bits and pieces, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a type of trash that is left everywhere.
Many times we'll use that after a storm comes through. We'll say the debris that
sure.
was, so mm-hmm. a typhoon or something comes through and there's debris all over the street, just bits and pieces of kind of trash in a sense.
Right, that have been broken off.
But yeah, exactly.
Usually mm-hmm. referring to mm-hmm. something like that, a tree branch or tree branches. Okay, so we have some examples here of some businesses who are doing this, and one of them is called Lush Cosmetics. It's a Canadian company. And Linda, tell us more about that word, cosmetics.
Cosmetics is a substance that you put on your face or body, and they are intended to improve your appearance. So makeup is a type of cosmetic.
Okay, so if you want to buy makeup, you would go to a company like this, and this company, Lush, announced it would start using plastic in their packaging. And they've collected this around Vancouver, and they're using this in their packaging, right, Josh?
Yeah, so I think when we see a lot of people using recycled plastic items, that's what it tends to do, is to go back into recycled packaging, right? So mm-hmm. a lot of the debris that's produced, a lot of the trash that's produced, ends up coming from packaging that corporations or companies produce in order to give their products. So treating, and it's well, it's about time to see companies that are using some of that material in order to make their packaging more responsible.
All right, and we've seen this for a while, right, with paper. Like you'll see bags or something made with recycled paper or other paper products made from recycled paper. And here we're talking about plastic. And it says, meanwhile, Method Home has been working with its recycling partner, Envision Plastics, to take plastic waste collected from beaches around Hawaii to actually go into its line of home dish and hand soap bottles. And so they're using the plastic there from around Hawaii. They're partnering with this company, and they're using that plastic for their own products, for the bottles, right?
Right, and this is going like a step further, not just using it for packaging that you'll dispose of, but using it for bottles that will have a longer life.
Okay, all right. And, you know, this is hopefully going to help with this issue, but I'm sure, you know, many more companies need to get involved, and we can get involved by not being so wasteful, right?
Sure.
But this is at least one step closer to that. As you see all of that trash there at the top of the page, it's nice to know that people are working to reduce that. And so hopefully this will at least put a dent in it, right?
Right. As I eye your plastic disposable water bottle, Brandon.
That's true. I did recently buy a new bottle, and so I won't hopefully have to keep using the plastic water bottles so much.
Not.
Anyway, moving on. So many companies are getting involved here. The last sentence says, furthermore, the company powers its factory with renewable wind energy. What is that, Josh?
So renewable energy is energy that's produced by a source that can continue on producing that source. So you're not going to use it up by using that energy. And the example here they give is wind energy, but it could also be energy from the sun or geothermal energy. So these are all resources that will continue to produce regardless of how much we use them.
So this is kind of a side note. We're not really talking about renewable energy in this article, but they're just kind of letting you know this company is very much involved with doing things for the environment.
Although I like that the article makes that note here, because I think one of the most powerful things we can do as consumers is choose manufacturers and companies that try to be as sustainable and to have the least amount of impact as possible. So I know, for example, my wife, when she buys a camera or a computer, she really looks at the company's supply line to see if they're using products that are either unethical or are damaging to the environment. And I think for us, when we're looking at maybe some of the companies that produce, like, say, a disposable water bottle, when you're using it in an environment that's pretty good about recycling is one thing. But if you're using a company that's really going out of its way in order to use sustainable electricity as well as to reuse recyclable products, it really allows us to make better choices about who to support with our purchases.
All right. Well, there you have it. That's the intro to how the companies are pitching in, and we took a look at one company here, but we have a few more companies that we're going to look at that are quite interesting. So let's jump over to page 45, and we'll have our last reading for today.
Perhaps a more surprising user of ocean waste plastic is Dell Computers, which recently started processing plastics collected from beaches, waterways, and coastal areas, and using them as part of the packaging for its leading 2-in-1 laptop line, the XPS 13. Likewise, German activewear maker Adidas has partnered with the nonprofit Parley for the Oceans in launching 3 lines of its popular UltraBoost shoes, all made from plastic debris from oceans and beaches. Each pair reuses 11 bottles worth of plastic and features laces, heel linings, and sock liners, also made from recycled materials. And then there's Pharrell Williams' newly released clothing line, G-Star Raw, which uses plastics salvaged from shorelines around the world and turns them into a clothing fiber called bionic yarn. Jeans, graphic tees, and kimonos are the company's first products using the Nuvo Earth-Friendly Fiber, But fashion-forward consumers should stay tuned for different products and styles coming soon.
Okay, so we talked about this cosmetic company, but did you know Dell Computers is actually using plastic waste in their products? Tell us a bit about that, Linda.
You know, I did not know that until I read this article, but Dell Computers is using plastic as part of the packaging for their 2-in-1 laptop line.
Okay, which is called the XPS 13. And so this is maybe not a company that you would expect to be using plastic waste. They recently started processing plastics collected from beaches and from waterways and coastal areas. And so they're using it in their leading 2-in-1 laptop line. And if it's the leading one, it's what?
It's the best one or the most prestigious one or the one that is had the most success with sales.
Which means maybe they're using even more ocean plastic because they're selling a lot of these, right? And so that's a good thing.
And just for people who aren't familiar with 2-in-1 laptops, these are laptops that have become very popular and maybe the last 4 or 5 years. They are laptops that can also act as tablets or tablets that can have keyboards like laptops.
All right. So that's what Dell is doing. And then we get an example from a tennis shoe company, a sneakers company called Adidas, which many of you are familiar with. And they're from Germany, an activewear maker. They make clothes as well, of course. What are they doing, Linda?
Well, they're partnering with a nonprofit called Parley for the Oceans. And they are launching 3 lines of the popular Adidas Ultra Boost shoes, and they're all made from plastic debris from the ocean and beaches.
And you get, you can see that there on page 45, the Ultra Boost shoe, and so they are using plastic to make these shoes, which is, I just think, wow, that's pretty incredible, right? When you're talking about something that you wear, and we're going to see another company later where they're using that in their clothing line. But I think that surprised me even more than maybe Dell Computers.
It is really surprising, and I think we'll find that we all know that there are a lot of clothing lines and clothing products that are made out of non-natural or man-made fibers. But I think it's really surprising what people can do with clothes using recycled plastics.
Yes, it's pretty incredible. So each pair, it reuses 11 bottles worth of plastic and features laces, heel linings, and sock liners, also made from recycled materials. Good job with that, Adidas, and incorporating plastic into all of that, right? Or other recycled materials plus plastic.
And this is really a wonderful thing because I try in the United States to buy as much as I can secondhand when it comes to clothes. I think clothes, they can last for a long time and they can get thrown away and not reused. But if you buy them secondhand, you know that you're supporting sort of like the reuse of materials. Mm-hmm. But shoes are a little bit more difficult. Mm-hmm. Not only do you want to get a shoe that fits you well, but a lot of times when you wear a shoe, you wear it out, and it's really difficult in order to buy a secondhand shoe because it's already worn out unless somebody hasn't used it very much. But a shoe that uses a lot of recycled materials, especially ones that's collected from nature, is a really powerful thing. And so the next time I go looking for a secondhand shoe, I'll be looking for Adidas Ultra Boost.
Well, speaking of secondhand stores, there is a store in the U.S. called Goodwill, which has become very popular, and you can buy lots of secondhand clothes there. Mm-hmm. You can find really good deals, actually. Some stuff is actually not even used. Maybe a store donates it or something. My mom is great at finding deals at Goodwill, and so it's nice because it's cheaper and you're reusing things, right?
That's right. So you didn't have to use a lot of resources or natural materials in order to produce that shirt.
Yes, and it provides jobs for people and so forth.
That's true.
Okay, and then we get an example from a popular artist. What's his name?
Pharrell Williams. And you probably know of his song, Happy,
right,
which was really, really popular.
And he has a newly released clothing line called G-Star Raw, and it uses plastics salvaged from shorelines around the world and turns them into a clothing fiber, bionic yarn. Now, G-Star Raw, they partnered with Pharrell Williams, and they use this bionic yarn, which bionic yarn is actually, as you see there in the specialized terms, a New York City-based clothing company making yarn from recycled ocean plastic. So bionic yarn, or bionic, is a company, but bionic is also a material. So that can be a little confusing, and that's a little bit about that. But the main point is here, this clothing line, they're using plastic in their clothes, Josh.
So, yeah, they give a couple examples here of some of the things they manufacture, including jeans, graphic tees, and kimonos. I think maybe of all the things, a graphic tee are usually T-shirts that have a lot of graphics or pictures printed on them.
Okay, right? All right.
And I'm sure most people are familiar with a kimono, so mm-hmm. It's a particular style.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
Interesting that a New York company were producing a lot of kimonos, but but if they were producing out of recycled materials, I think that's really fantastic.
All right, and then they give us some details about this earth-friendly fiber. What is that, first of all, and tell us about it?
Well, they describe it as nouveau. So nouveau is French for new, and it's something that's been newly developed. And it usually has the connotation that it's fashionable. So they're saying here that fashion-forward or fashionable customers should be on the lookout, should stay tuned for different products that might be using this earth-friendly fiber.
Okay, you know, Josh, you mentioned your wife. She looks into different products, and so you can do this, listeners, as well, and see if they have this earth-friendly fiber, and that might encourage you to buy a particular, type of clothes.
Yeah, I've never heard of this bionic yarn company until I read this article and did a little bit of looking into it, and they're a company that is specializing in using this type of plastic that they find that would normally be waste or debris plastic and processing it into materials that can be used in all sorts of different clothes,
mm-hmm.
From the fabrics, but mainly also strings and yarns, right? So it's a very interesting company because if they can specialize in creating a lot of raw material that allows other companies in order to create clothes, can really take a source of trash and turn it into something that we'll just keep on using. So it's like you said, it's another company that's worth looking into because you know that you're making responsible choice and the kind of products that you're consuming or purchasing.
That's right, and they're allowing us to be involved in the process by providing these products, these clothes. And so, if that's something that you're really passionate about, then you can go and buy products from companies like this.
I think in the past, a lot of times when we talk about buying, recycled materials or buying materials made from recycled products or secondhand things, that it usually has been for people who are kind of considered to be green and not necessarily like setting trends mm-hmm. or fashionable. But if they can sort of make a jump here and cause people who are looking for these sort of things to like create a trend and also become the fashion, it means a lot more people will really be interested in these kind of things as well.
And if it's affordable as well, then more people would be willing to purchase their products, of mm-hmm. course.
Right. And I'm not sure about the price range of G-Star Raw products, but it definitely has the star power with Pharrell Williams, because
yes.
he's a fashion icon. So people who are into fashion or into celebrities, they'll be more willing to purchase these products.
That's mm-hmm. right.
And I don't really consider myself to be fashion forward,
yeah.
but I would be interested in products that I knew had this kind of responsibility built into it. And so I know that you guys are really like fashion forward, but but I think there's something about this that really appeals to a lot of people.
Sure,
right?
Yeah.
Right.
All right, well, there at the bottom you do see a sidebar called the Plastic Dilemma. Could you read that for us, Linda?
Sure. The pieces of plastic we discard break down into smaller and smaller bits during their travels through the ocean, but never break down completely, becoming part of our food chain when consumed by marine life. Meanwhile, The BBC reports that anyone consuming an average amount of seafood in a given year ingests some 11,000 plastic particles annually.
Wow.
That's actually pretty scary.
That gets your attention, doesn't it? That, you know, if you eat just an average amount of seafood, that you are taking in, you're ingesting these plastic particles. And over the course of a year, it really adds up.
Yeah, that's a problem, I think, when we were talking earlier about it being part of the feedstock of the marine food chain. So these really small plastic particles are being consumed by smaller sea life, which then, of course, are eaten by bigger fish and bigger fish. By the time it ends up on our table, you know, it's hard to even know how much plastic any given fish or eel or shrimp has really ingested. Mm. But to think that you could, just over an average amount of eating any kind of fish, eat yourself 11,000 pieces of plastic, like that can't be good for you either.
Right.
No,
and
no.
It reminds us of our need to be responsible as well. And so that's just kind of a snapshot look at what's going on in the business world when it comes to taking a stand for the environment and by using this plastic waste in various products. And give us your feedback. Go to our website, studioclassroom.com, and let us know your thoughts. That's all the time we have for today. Listeners, we thank you for joining us for this environment article, and we hope you will join us again next month here on Advanced Studio Classroom. Until then, this is Brandon,
Linda,
and Josh
saying goodbye.
Goodbye.